So we will get this ball of rolling on a river.
My name is Ryan Ida Willikin, author of 101 Most Influential Coming-of-Age Movies, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I drove here from Chicago, tired of being alone. Myself in music at the Pink Flamingo. Stranger to friend to memory. He sings as if he knew me. He sucks up all my pain, sending shockwaves through me till I can feel again.
Another episode of Comic Pop Rocking in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Emma Ballantyne's EP, Somebody's Story. This is brought to us by Charlotte Gomes of the Project Light Agencies. We appreciate Charlotte for sending us this EP our way to listen to. And we came in on Harmonize, that is the second song of the EP. Emma Ballantyne, she is a British songwriter. Jeez, I'm just going all over the place, aren't I? She's been recognized for different things. In 2016, she was a finalist of the UK Unsigned Songwriter of the Year competition. She's been played on BBC Radio 2, BBC 6 Music, and BBC Introducing. So she's been on a few things over there in Great Britain. She's been on Renaissance FM. And her style, to me, feels more like, as a generalized overview, kind of a pop folky. Kind of leaning more towards the pop than the folk, but there's a few elements of folk in there that I felt as well in some of them. This EP is kind of a unique feel to it. The way I understood it, she's basically got different stories from different people, and she's put them into song.
Okay,
and we're going to go through each song and kind of discuss them. We're going to be a little out of order, because the outro is going to be the first song of the EP, so we're going to talk about that last. We're going to talk about Harmonize first. That's the second song of the EP. And Logan, you want to explain why you like this song? Because I thought it was kind of a unique deal how you kind of put it
in a relationship. One of its main things was stranger to friend to memory. And when we come into most things like this, for instance, it's a complete stranger to us. We befriend it and then write about it, and then it becomes a memory for anyone to look at. Yeah.
So that's a cool little synopsis of how you did that with Comic Pop Library and how we review stuff. So I kind of thought that was kind of neat. But these are based on actual stories, and Jonathan has the listings of the stories. He's familiarized himself a little bit with those. My feel for it, and this is how we're kind of going to do it. We're going to get Logan and I's feel for it. Then Jonathan's going to actually come through and bring it home to what it was about and how he felt about it with how he went through the music. What I got was kind of like Logan, the stranger and friend aspect. It could be a love story. It could be just a, like a...
Or it could be a series of one-shot stories.
One-shot stories, true. Friendship, mentorship, stuff like that. She said she's coming into Chicago and she befriends somebody. So that could be almost a father-daughter type relationship, or it could be a, you know, a loving relationship. So you can take that either way. This one is the one that I kind of mentioned where I felt a little bit of the folksy sound, because it had the strong guitar feel to it. So that's where I was at with this particular song. And it's just a fairly simple song. But we're going to let Jonathan give his feelings on it and then go in a little bit deeper with the story itself. So Jonathan, go ahead.
At first, I kind of agree with you. I was thinking that maybe it was like a quickie, you know, they meet up, they become friends, they go home. But and that's how I got my feel of it at first. But then reading through the story, it was between two guys. One was a musician. He was singing on stage, and the other guy really liked what he heard when he heard him singing. And he sat down and talked to him and started asking him stories about his songs, and the guy started talking about, you know, how his songs were. And they kind of built a small friendship. And then he noticed that his friend was missing so many songs, you know, going to the bar, you know, because it was a constant thing for him to go to the bar and sing. And he was missing. And he found out that he had gotten really sick and he was dealing with health issues. Unfortunately, the guy who was singing ended up passing away. But what he said was through his songs, and whenever he picks up his guitar, he thinks about him and has fond memories of him. So
the time is of humanization.
I saw the connection through the song right away after that happened. Like Logan was saying, you know, strangers to friends, and that's exactly what happened.
Okay, cool.
And then that friend became a memory.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
And then occasionally he still harmonizes with him with the playing the guitar.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that analogy, Logan. That's a good one. That's good. The next one we're going to go into is actually the third song of the EP. It's called Astronaut. This one had a little bit more of a poppy feel to it for me. What I got from it, and then we'll go to Logan, and then again to Jonathan after that. But I felt like I was a wife or a girlfriend, either making a decision to go with somebody to, whether it's actually to NASA or their dream and being with them, or it was a wife, because they're talking about, you know, you could be separated by 7,000 miles or together. And the feel to me for this song, it had a slow melodic feel, but it wasn't draggy slowness. It was just melodic. But what did you get out of the lyrics on this one, Logan, before we get with Jonathan?
I noticed there was a fair bit about actually going places to get what you wanted out of life and all that. Okay. And there was also the fact that they'd already thought about doing this in the past, just as childhood dreams, too. Thought about running away as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you there.
So the first thing that I wrote when I was writing out my notes was, this is a strong love story. And after I looked at the story, it felt kind of like it was a Disney-esque type of love story for me.
Oh, don't tell me a parent died.
No, a parent didn't die. But it was like these two people met at a party.
Okay.
And it was instant love. And one of them was from Africa. And he went back to Africa. And when he went back to Africa, he sent her an airplane ticket for her to fly over there to marry him.
Wow.
So
moves fast.
That's what I'm saying. It had like a Disney, for me, it was like a Disney-esque type story. But okay. That's what happened was they
kind of similar to Inverse Tarzan.
Yeah. They met at a party.
Gotcha.
And the guy moved to Africa to become a Kenyan police man.
Oh, so she did go over there then?
And she ended up going over there. She flew over there. That's why, you know, the whole distance, what they were talking about with the distance and everything, she ended up going to Africa.
This one also started in Chicago, if I remember correctly. Least I heard something about Chicago mentioned in the lyrics.
That might be where she was from, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah. So at least two from Chicago.
So
they were from Leeds. Huh. And that was in Britain.
Yeah.
So I wonder why there was a mention of Chicago in the lyrics.
Who knows? Just be a play. Did they say the reason for the usage of astronaut?
Because he sent her the ticket to Africa, and she flew to Africa.
So it's nothing about NASA or anything like
that.
It's just the plane ride.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's using it as symbology more than
Exactly. Literal.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The next one, we'll let Logan go first, and then I'll tackle it, is actually the last song on the EP called Through Your Eyes. And Logan, what were your thoughts on that one?
This was actually another one that could have
fit us fairly well.
Okay.
Yep. I actually would have had this as the opening and the harmonize as the ending, basically. Cause
that's all right.
Yeah.
We spotlighted.
We literally all had different ideas on right. which
and one to do. To be fair, I did spotlight Through Your Eyes on the website, so they could go back to our website and mm-hmm. search out Through Your Eyes, and they'll find it there.
Is the memory aspect of this one, that see the world through your eyes, mm-hmm. that's what we try to give them. The world through our eyes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That works. I knew a little bit about this one, so I have a little bit of a cheat sheet, but I'm not going to go all the way into it because I want Jonathan to do that. But that's what you got, is just mm-hmm. basically we're showing them the world through our eyes. That's a cool deal. I like that reference. Basically, it's definitely a one about, you know, a parent or a loved one and wondering what their son or their significant other or nephew or grandmother, you know, at times you're just wondering, how do you see this world? You know, especially for you're looking at me. Well, you guys are in your early 20s. I'm getting close to my 50s. We have some people that are living close to their hundreds. They're mm-hmm. different perspectives. And sometimes you wonder, what does this 100-year-old see so much differently than what we see? Because they've lived through so much. So in that regard, it's kind of interesting in that. We'll let Jonathan get into the actual discussion on it, but some of the musicality of it. The piano is used heavily in this one, which is nice. I enjoy a piano, and it kind of grows a little bit. And this isn't the only song that it grows, but this one grows, and towards the end, it almost feels, the song almost feels like it's hard to explain, a broad, soulful feeling is what I said, or a grand feeling at the end, because it kind of swells, and at the end, you have all these strings kind of going off in different directions, and it, like I said, it's just a swelling and a grand feeling for this song. And it's, again, it's a slower song, but it's not a draggy song.
No, it's not. So,
but Jonathan, give us the detail on the story for Your Eyes.
I really, really liked what you two had to say about this. Richard, you had a real, you really hit the nail on the head with that, with the synopsis. Mm-hmm. And Logan, he really hit the head on, you know, he hit the nail on the head with the synopsis as well. For me, when I wrote out my notes, I said this song is really, really powerful to me because I have lived this experience. So what the song is about is looking through the eyes of an autistic child. And since I have a bit of autism myself, it hit me hard. And I was just like, I understand where they're coming from within this song.
Okay.
So it's about this mother and son. And she's always wondering why he likes to be on the road so much. And she can't really, really figure it out. And, you know, it's just one of his favorite things to do. And at the end of the story, he says, "Mom." And she goes, "Hmm? I'm thinking about how I feel about my life." And, you know, she kind of goes, "Yeah? How do you feel?" And he goes, "Content." And everything just seems to hit her at that moment because she feels what he's feeling.
Yep.
And I thought that was something that was more odd about me, because I don't like to just randomly drive around when I hear a lot of people do for some reason. So, didn't know that was supposedly abnormal.
Some of our listeners know our family history as well, but do you want to mention it, Logan?
What, the Asperger's or?
You feel comfortable talking about it?
Yep. Okay. I have at least a minor case of Asperger's.
Well, you're high functioning to a degree, and it is on the autistic spectrum. They've reclassified now. There's no longer Asperger's technically. Now they've said it's all autism. But when you were diagnosed, it was Asperger's. So, and it's kind of like Jonathan was talking about being content. How do you feel about living here in our community?
I like it very well.
You're comfortable.
Yeah.
So, and for parents, we're always wondering, you know, like, we want everybody to be happy, our children to be happy. And that's one of the biggest things. We don't want you to feel like you've missed out on something. We want to provide, and if you want to go do something, we will support you. And when you're comfortable here, We're glad to hear that too, because we don't want you to feel like you're missing out. And so that's kind of where it kind of hit home for me, because like I said, I knew a little bit about this because I posted on the website, but I wanted to give a different slant towards, and you definitely gave it a different slant with your interpretation about us, and it fit perfectly too. And this gives a little bit of insight to your way of thinking.
It's a song from everybody who likes to go read In Which I Watches or reviews of things, as he was saying.
And we give you our thoughts through our eyes. It's our world through our eyes. So you're seeing into each of us, Jonathan, Logan, and myself, and another co-host, Jacob, Lynn, Luis, everybody, Michelle at times when she joins us. So you April. Are... April, so you do see the world. I liked your analogy when you said we're actually showing people the world through our eyes too with this podcast. So that was kind of a neat little concept. I did not think of that. So that was a new concept for me. So that was cool.
For me, it was, you know, it hit me like we can see. I mean, we can't really see, but we'd like to see. Like, there are so many people out there that have some kind of thing that we don't understand. Like, there's autism. I mean, not autism, but Alzheimer's. There's dementia. There's, you know, even with we have pets that we love. And, you know.
What are you thinking about, cat?
You know. It would be nice to, you know, be able to see through everybody's eyes, not human eyes, you know, to understand what they to understand what they're feeling, to understand what they're going through. That way, you know, we can't sit there and go be going, he has autism, without knowing what he's going through.
Right, that's true. So, and again, I have to mention, this is on our website, commonpoplibrary.com. Go to our search bar, look up Through Your Eyes, it'll call it up for you. And you can listen to the complete song there, because Charlotte and Emma did allow us to post the complete song of that one on the website. So we do appreciate them allowing us to do that as well. Mm-hmm. The last one that we are going to talk about is actually the first one on this 4-song EP, and it is called Secret Tunnel. And did I go first last time, or did you?
I think I did.
Okay. This is one where it's pretty clear cut in the lyrics of what's kind of happening. I got witness in courthouse pretty good. There's a secret tunnel in the courthouse. And basically what I got from it was sounded like it was a possibly abused wife situation. And they're basically trying to get her out of that situation. And she's gotten, and this does take courage. She overcame and got courageous and actually testified against, I guess, her husband, if it was an abused wife. This one, I liked musicality. It has a slow build as well to the end. Definitely heavy on the bass beat, the bass drum, really heavy through there. But then towards the end, she uses some stuff. I like how she used the echo effect with the voices. That was kind of cool. And then at the end, I don't know if she did this intentionally, but this is kind of what I got from it. She used the tolling of bells, like a bell tolling. And to me, that was kind of like, you know, that was that person waking up saying the bell tolls. It's time to have this other person pay his dues because he did wrong, or she. I don't know what it is. But Logan, what were your thoughts about it before we go to Jonathan? There was
also the confidant who actually encouraged her to, or him, to do the anything too. And the secret tunnel was more like the way out of this situation that you didn't realize along is to that courthouse. That's something. And I think I had something else, but
can't think of it right now. Yeah. But you kind of got the same feel. It was a
It was extremely straightforward in the lyrics, which was
And let Jonathan, and if you think about what you wanted to say later, we'll come back to you. But we'll let Jonathan go into the more details about what the song was actually truly about. So,
Well, first of all, my interpretation of the song was, you know, escaping life, starting a new one. And that's exactly what happened. The story was about a 14-year-old girl who was getting abused by her father.
It really got courageous.
She told somebody, and he told her to pack a bag because he was going to take her out of that environment. because she already knew that her mother was going to take her father's side. Ooh, and that's exactly okay. What that's exactly yeah. What happened was her mother when they went to court, her mother called her a liar and said that she was making things up. And then to top it off, the man who rescued her, she tried saying that he kidnapped her and he was the one who was doing the abusing to her. Okay. And her father, of course, pled not guilty, but was found guilty on all charges.
Good.
And right after the trial, she went to the school assembly and... this is what it says. She could never be shamed, embarrassed, bullied, or frightened. She wasn't a victim anymore. She was a survivor, which was the epitome of the song.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. And with, I think you made mention, while we were listening to this, I purposely didn't want to read these and kept it from Logan. You had the information. But say what you said about listening to the music with this information, how
it... reading these stories and listening to this music, it, like, the beats and the lyrics meant so much more to me. And it just made it more powerful because I knew what the story was behind the song. And there's a lot of, I mean, like, there are some songs where you're just like, I love the lyrics, I love the beats, I don't care what the story is behind this. But with such strong songs, with such a powerful, strong song like these songs were, all of them were strong. Reading what the story was behind it just made it more meaningful to me.
Okay. So, and
that's what the inserts in the CDs are for, occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be there.
Recently, one Pirate Sea Shanties one, which literally had a little story about each and every one of the 24, I think like it was, that. Songs.
And that's maybe what 42? Makes sometimes albums unique, is having the stories. And different people, some people like us would take the time to maybe look at that. Some people wouldn't. It's, you know, so definitely you appreciate what you appreciate. But this one, what's the website? Is it somebodystory.com?
www.somebodystory.com.
Okay, so if you want to look at the stories that Jonathan's been talking about, go to that website, somebodystory.com.
It's somebody's.
Yeah.
That's what we've been saying.
And we'll have a link to that as well, somebodystory.com. And we'll have that link on the webpage, on the review page, so you can link to it as well. But like Jonathan said, it'll give you a little bit more powerful meaning behind the songs. If you want to experience them first and then do that, you can, or do it at the same time. I just elected to do it this way because I thought it'd be interesting to get the feeling of the song. And it just worked out that Jonathan had read it, so we didn't have to all sit there and read it, so it made it an interesting dynamic that we had tonight. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. But Secret Tunnel is going to be the song that we are going to go out on. Yeah, outro. We're going to jump to some tweets now. Or
sweet tweets.
We have a few things here. This one, like I said, if you want to get in touch with us on other episodes, I've always said, so look for us on Twitter under Comic Pop Library. You can get to us on Facebook as well. You can go to admin@comicpoplibrary.com, send us an email. All those three areas will get us word back to us, and we'll mention it on the recordings. We also are on iTunes. You can go there, subscribe to us, and leave us some reviews there. It'd be greatly appreciated. Tonight, even though we're calling it tweets, it's going to kind of primarily be generalized around Facebook a little bit. But Logan, Jonathan, and I had the pleasure of joining Vance Major and other cast members of Stormfront, a Star Trek film production, and it's based around the crew of the Melbourne, and it was part one of their film Stormfront. We were invited onto Trek Talk, and it was you can go to Trek Talk Radio, look that up, and you can find it there. Basically, we enjoyed doing that. We appreciate Vance allowing us to be part of that as well. So we just want to say thank you to them. Thank you for Trek Talk for hosting it. This is one of the comments that went through was from Michelle, and I kind of thought this was kind of fun. The guys haven't heard this yet, but I thought it was kind of interesting, and they would be interesting hearing it. I'll Do we want to do the whole thing? Yeah, let's go ahead and read the whole thing, even though we're just a part of it. Let me get my glasses on, everybody.
Old man has to get his glasses on.
Yes, I do.
Young men don't even take their glasses off.
I'm almost to the point where I have to leave them on constantly, too, though. This is from Michelle. It was kind of, and she's one of the castmates as well. She says, listening to the interview as we speak, and it was live as we were doing it. Kathleen just needed to stop laughing and learn control her phone use and some of the random comments. We were just having fun that night. Honestly, guys, she can watch multiple stuff, but it doesn't retain in her head unless it's music related. So we can understand that. Thank you guys for making her part of this, and I think Kathleen was probably her daughter that was on there with us. I'm still proud that she did the interview. This has been a learning experience for her. Jon Snow was funny. We don't mind not having filters. It made us laugh, and it helped more than you know. Richard Brookman and his sadly died crew was very funny. It was very straightforward. I wish I had been there. I'm so jealous. Vance Major, I love the way you explained so much. Hope whoever was, somebody was coughing during it. Somebody had a dry throat. It gets to feeling better. It was a great interview, guys. Hope to hear more interviews come soon. And she ended it with hugs. So that was kind of neat that Michelle did that and commented on it. So kind of cool, Michelle. Very cool. And like I said, she was down there with us. So she's one of our friends as well. So it was good to kind of hear everybody talking. And then when I saw that, I thought the guys might be get a little bit of fun at that, because we talked about our cameo in there where we all died.
Yeah. They kept on sometimes saying
more
it.
Than once.
Yeah, it was more than once.
Like, some of us. every time they would you know, introduce another cat. Did you get stabbed in the neck? Yeah. Did you get shot in the face? Like, Logan and I were like highlighted throughout the whole time. Like, it wasn't, they didn't care about anything else, but they're like, oh, did your character get stabbed in the neck? And I'm just like, this is getting old, guys.
Oh, I got shot in the face. Entirely different deaths.
It was pretty fun. And the actual, if you want to go check it out, I don't know which episode, if it was an episode number or not, but it's at www.blogtalkradio.com/trektalking. So we had a fun evening doing that, and it was kind of interesting being on the other end of the interviews. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. But we had fun. And we enjoyed every bit. And we appreciate Vance allowing us to take part in that. So thank you much to everybody out there. Yep. We enjoyed.
You'll be doing part of another one of those interview type things next time too.
Well, yeah, we're going to be, and this, we'll probably be doing it after this is already up. But we're going down to SoonerCon. Vance had one slot left that he needed a butt to fill, and so he contacted me so my butt could fill it, because he thought, well, I was the captain, throw me in there. But Jonathan's going to have it on Jonathan's room doing a Facebook Live. Logan's going to be doing a digital recording for us, so we can hopefully have an audio that we can upload as a separate podcast. And Luis is going with us as well. He's going to try to hook up a video recording of it and get that posted as well. So it's kind of fun. We enjoyed our friendships that we've developed. To get back to Emma Ballantine and Somebody's Story EP, this is available through any of your digital vendors, so you can go there and pick that up. Like I said, with libraries, I'm not sure how easy it is or if it's even possible to do digital downloads, but this is one that if you can do it, you can capture it somehow, this would be a nice one to include into your library, and you would have to point people to it, but every song has meaning behind it. And I think it would be well received with people that are going through some situations, just to kind of hear other people. They're not alone, in a sense. Mm-hmm. For personal collection, again, everybody knows somebody, if they're not going through it themselves, that these songs would connect with you to some degree or another. I'm not going to say every single one, but some of them will to some degree or another. So, and even if you just take the lyrics and apply it to your own life, like I said, Logan and I had different concepts, and then Jonathan actually read the actual story behind it. So some of the lyrics are general enough that they can be applied to different situations. But this is Emma Ballantine's, has a nice voice, kind of a alto voice, very nice, easy listening to. The music itself is easy to listen to. It wasn't blaring in your ears out there. It wasn't slow and draggy. It was just kind of just a nice little pocket, I guess you would call it, of easy listening, easy pop listening. That's kind of what's called, I guess, on the radio. So check her out, Emma Ballantyne. The EP is Somebody's Story. You can also go to the website, somebodystory.com, and look it up there. But again, a thank you to Charlotte Gomes from Project Light Agency. We appreciate her giving us the EP to listen to, and Emma allowing us to listen to it as well. We've been having fun discussing it. We hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We will see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
I had to tell my story till it was sore in my mouth, before the judge and jury, like it was me being sent down. His people stood outside to taunt me with weapons in the words they called me, but nothing they could do could daunt me. I was underground, 'cause there's a secret tunnel running to the courthouse door. I'm gonna walk through it tomorrow. He can't hurt me anymore. I'm gonna find.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.